Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Sunday, 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 Sunday. Yes, it is Ice Cream Sunday, honey. We're having Sundays on today. We're having champagne. It is Champagne Sunday as well. Listen, my Sunday got chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, banana ice cream, Rocky Road ice cream. Now, who says that my sundae have to only have three flavors? You know what I'm saying? Listen, you make your sundae however you want to make your sundae. If you want a banana split honey, you put some crushed peanuts on top of that sundae, baby. You put some strawberry syrup on that thing, baby. You just eat it all up and enjoy, enjoy, enjoy on it. Listen, listen, it is hot up in here on today. It is Sunday, 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 broadcast live from the window, a city, a baby. Y'all know it was raining all day today. It was just cloudy. It's 59 degrees tonight. I am telling y'all, listen, I'm going to pick up my stuff, and I'm going to move to Hawaii. You know, I'm going to Maui. Do y'all want to come with me? Listen, let me tell you something. Let me get a head count. Now, look here, y'all. The whole choir done stood up. What make them think I can afford to take them all to Hawaii? What is their problem up in here? I don't know what's the matter with them. But anyway, listen, let me tell y'all something. Got a super bad show on tonight. Independent artist Kanona. Yeah, independent artist Jemiah. Listen, it is going on. Let me tell y'all something. It is September 11, 2022. It is 9:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 10:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, and my honorary member in India, Karan, Karan, Karan Patani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by GumbaRum.com. We have two different flavors, natural vanilla and natural coconut. Natural vanilla is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut is Gumba Silver. Listen, my darlings, Gumba Rum is the wickedest, smoothest rum in Boston. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gum. Listen, listen, listen. We got a special show that's coming up. And there's so much going on around here. I don't even know where to start and tell y'all. Listen, it is like hot popcorn around here. Listen, y'all get your popcorn. Get your popcorn. Get your kernels. Put it in your air popper and just pop the doggone popcorn. You know what I'm saying up in here. Listen, let me tell y'all something. October the 10th, it is a festival. Something going on downtown in the Windy City. Steve Gum is the founding CEO of Gumba Rum. He coming to Chicago, you know, and I really don't care. I really don't care about him coming to the Windy City. Because, look, I am here every single day. You know what I'm saying? And he sends me an email. He calls me. And he tells me, oh, October the 10th, there's a special event going on. It's a wine festival. It's a spirit festival. So he's going to be downtown. I don't give a hoot. I don't give a hoot. Now, when he's in Florida and when he goes to Hawaii, do you think I get a phone call? No to the no to the no to the no to the no, no, no. He don't call me telling me he's in Florida. He's in Hawaii. Listen. So I'm like, why should I care if you're coming downtown? I'm not going downtown. I am not going downtown. So much for that. Now, listen. I got some bad, bad banging music tonight. Yes, I do. Independent artist Kanona. And you know what? You know who's going to be hearing her music. Now, listen to this. Hey, 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 hey. The music is being heard by people all over the world. Yes, my darling, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you. This music tonight is hot. It is super hot. Now, you guys know I talk about millionaire music all the time. So, listen, independent artist Kanona, she is coming from Angola, okay? She has not only been around the block and back, living in several countries before settling down in Spain, but she has also found a way to document her experiences in her story lifestyle of songwriting. So listen, having grown up in a family of depressed musicians and artists, music and art was always a constant part of her childhood. So listen, I want to get on right on down to the nitty-gritty, baby, because this music is a booming bad. Now listen, she has a fan base. I'm going to tell y'all something. She got a bad fan base. Let me tell you, when you're this good as she is, her fan base will forever be with her. Now, you guys know I always talk about millionaire music, and when you hear this music from this young lady, you're going to understand that she is putting out millionaire music. Now, listen, I want you guys to check this out. It is Lonely Next to You. Lonely Next to You. She got it. She got it. She got it. She got it. Lonely Next to You. Y'all going to love this up in here. Come on, engineer. Let's do this. Let's do this. Lonely Next to You. Now, listen, when you hear this song, you going to remember it forever and a day. Oh, yes, you will up in here. You sure will, horny, my darlings. Now, I want y'all to check this out. Lonely, lonely, lonely. Listen, I also have independent artist Jemiah. I want y'all to check him out as well. He also has Christian worship music. And his is You Are. I want y'all to check this out as well. Take a listen. You will not forget either one of these artists after tonight. Check this out. This is You Are. independent artist, Maya. Listen. And that is spelled J-M-Y-M-A-H. You can find him on Instagram as well as Spotify. And let me tell you something, that is Millionaire Music. That song is very, very good. It's excellent. That is You Are. Let me tell you something. You know, I always talk about Millionaire Music. Millionaire Music, right? Millionaire Music is multiple streams of income. Listen. The song You Are is professional. It is polished. It is well done. The vocals are excellent. It is very great. So listen, what you want to do with Millionaire Music, you want to create multiple streams of income. Of course, your music is your product. And I'm also saying this to independent artist Kanona. Your music is your product because your fan base is connected to your music first. Your music is your foundation, and then you build levels. So we're going to build levels. What you guys are going to be doing is building levels. This is almost like a crash course, okay? It's like a crash course. So your music is your foundation. That's your first level of income from your music. Listen, I'm telling you, because it's very difficult. And listen, the day of starving artists is over, okay? This is the Fierce Female Network. I want you guys to know the day of the starving artists over there. The bones are buried in the backyard, and they're not coming back. So get that into your mentality. Get that into your mentality. The day of starving artists is gone. It's gone. Say bye-bye. I want you to cut the cord from that mentality. You're not starving. You're not hungry. No more. Listen, what we're doing is building your mindset up to a higher plane of thinking, okay? So understand this. Millionaire Music. You're building levels of income, multiple streams of income. So your first income, the foundation is your music. And then you have your merchandise. And then you have more merchandise. See, listen, your fan base is support. Listen, your music is your first foundation, and your fans are going to support you because they love your music. So listen, I'm going to show you why this particular independent artist, Kanona, her fan base will forever be with her, forever during her music career. Listen, I want you guys to check this out, Lonely Next to You. So take a listen. And if you're not, if you don't have merchandise as part of your career, as part of your toolkit, you should have merchandise. You really should have merchandise. Let me tell you something. For example, We 73 Band. You know what? I have come to know them over the last couple of months. They have music, which is their foundation. They have merchandise, and I am telling you, and they are connected to the community. That is another leg when it comes to artists. If you're really serious, oh my God, I really got having a course right here. So if you're really serious about your music being your support, your financial support, because I know and you know that when you get into music or anything with entertainment, you got to have a day job while you make it in the business. But listen, let me tell you something. Connect yourself with the community. When you do entertainment, when you do music, connect yourself with a not-for-profit organization like We 73 Band. I'm using them as an example because they got the whole wheel. All the spokes are in the wheel. So listen, in a wheel, you got the middle, right? The independent artist is the middle, but you got spokes. Follow me. Stay with the story. You got spokes going in different directions, but that is your multiple streams of income. And you do want to be connected to a community. You want to be connected to a not-for-profit organization because you're doing what? You're giving back. That's almost like your way of sowing seeds. When you connect yourself, independent artists, when you connect yourself to a community organization that is not-for-profit, you are sowing seeds, and what that will do for you is open up doors, multiple doors of income. Believe me, you don't have to believe in sowing seeds, but I'm telling you, if you practice it, it works whether you believe it or not. That is the great thing about the law and principle of sowing seeds. It works whether you know about it, whether you don't understand it, it works. So when you're connected with a community organization, not-for-profit, and you're sowing your time, it doesn't have to be sowing money. If you're even sowing your time, if you don't have the money to sow into it, that's okay. You can begin by sowing your time into a community, not-for-profit organization, and when you sow in that seed, it's going to come back to you, okay? It comes back to you. So now listen, independent artist Kanona, I want you to check this out. Everybody take a listen to the song. It is phenomenal. This is Lonely Next to You. Take a listen.
To this club, 'cause it's been a long week. Just wanted to dance, just wanted to feel free. 'Cause you so saw me first, and that's how it should be. You came and approached me, nice to see your face again, but I can't see your eyes, and I can't see your soul, and what you drink is out of my control. I just needed a friend. I'm so lonely in this club, trying to talk to you without needing any fumes. I'm so lonely in this club, trying to talk to you without looking like I'm confused. For your hand, but I can't get your heart, cause you just wanna dance, you just wanna be free, but I can't see your eyes, and I can't see your soul, and what you drink is out of my control, I just needed a friend. I'm so lonely.
Something, she is amazing, 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 amazing. I'm going to tell you this, and she's going to have a fan base, and she does have a fan base that will love her, love her, love her, love her for each single that she puts out. Because you know something, she reminds me of Sarah McLachlan. And also Norah Jones. She reminds me of Norah Jones as well. She's got that sound. She's got this sound. You know what I'm saying? She's got that sound, which is amazing. And, you know, her song is just wonderful. Let me tell you something. She's got one of those voices where her fans is going to just be there. They ain't going away. They're just going to be there. Some artists just have that thing. She's got that thing, and she's got that shine. She's got that thing, and she has that shine. She really does. She has that thing going on about her. Listen, I got some more music that's coming up by this particular artist, independent artist, Kanona, which is Innocence Lost. I got that coming for you. Right now it is Calls Me Friend by Osami. This is Calls Me Friend.
Why? Alarms going off in my room 24/7.
Another great example. They're very young, but listen, they have millionaire music. As you can hear, Calls Me Friend, that's old Sammy. As you can hear, that is millionaire music. They do a lot of interviews. Listen, you guys, it takes media as well. It takes media. The media is your friend. Listen, public relations and media is your friend. Interviews, interviews, interviews. So listen, I know you guys do a lot of promotions, a lot of music promotions. Yes, yes, yes. But media is your friend. Getting interviews on radio programs such as this one. And I'm going to tell you something. On this Glenn Network, Fierce Female Network, been on the air since 2007. Spirit shows up a lot of times and speaks over the independent artist's life, and I am telling the things happen, bada boom, bada 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 boom. Not from me, not from me. It's from the good Lord above that speaks, not me. So listen, let me put that out there. And Omalani, I've been talking about Omalani. She came on the show a couple of months ago. She came back in July, and she did Christmas in July. And Spirit spoke over her and said she was going to be doing fashion and Broadway. Well, let me tell you, honey, guess who's walking the walk in New York City today? She walked New York City fashion show. She got an invitation, and she walked. She filmed it. It was on Facebook. And I'm like, oh, my God. And she even did a testimony and sent it to me. And we've been talking and talking about it. She also sang on Broadway. Can you go figure that? Go figure. So listen, when I say things, it's not just words coming out of my mouth. It ain't me. So listen, bada bada boom, the wheel is going for her at a, I'm telling you, when the horse is running, you can't stop the horse. So the horse is running for Omalani. It is running, and it can't nobody stop the horse, baby. So listen, I got some more music from independent artist Kanona, and I love her. I love her. She's got that shine. She's got a shine going on. This is Innocence Lost. Y'all take this out. Thank you.
She clutched the Bible like her only friend. I didn't pray before that day. I hadn't prayed before that day, but it was something to hold on to. The girl was just a kid.
Independent artist Kanona, that was a lonely, that was Innocence Lost. I love that song. So she has a shine. She really has a shine that's about her. She also reminds me of Macy Gray. You know what I'm saying? She's got that Macy Gray sound. So listen, she's very powerful, and I love her music. She's going to do very, very well. So listen, I am pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. It's been a great episode, and I get to do it all over again a little bit later on this evening. In the special words of Don Kaniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.